Hey everyone, welcome to the first ever episode of Liz the Wiz Radio, Liz FM. So for a little background, I spent about 3 years in college as a DJ, or as I like to say, an on-air personality, and being a DJ was the best. I miss it all the time, but also I really enjoy having a Reddit persona, and since these two things have become being a DJ and being a Reddit persona, or having a Reddit persona, have become such big parts of my personality now, I thought, why not try to combine the two? So, anyway, back to being a DJ, I have this horrible, like, elitist attitude about my music choices. So being a DJ really let me force people to listen to the music that I enjoy. So to do this on a different platform than what I'm used to, most importantly, to do it legally, here's the plan. Meaning I also trust you to follow my instructions. So I'll tell you the song name and the artist, and then you cue them up as I give a little introduction. It'll be pretty clear when you should start listening to the song. Also, I'll be listening on a different device, so I'll have the exact time quiet moments on my side for the duration of the song. So if you're on your phone, this would work really well if you use like a browser like Safari or Chrome to listen to this audio. You can cue up the song on a music app. Emphasis here on something that won't interfere with the audio running in the background. Alternatively, you can listen to the song on a different device. But either way, the goal is to listen to the song and then come right back to hearing me give a little commentary. And again, because I'm largely NSFW, my commentary will reflect that. Don't worry. It'll mostly reflect that. Partially. Stay tuned. So starting us off is Key A2 by Poom, the Lewis of Man remix. According to my research, Poom seems to be like an electronic indie pop duo, and they're French, if the title of the song didn't clue you into that. I really like the original of the song too. It has this like hip sound to it, but it's sung in such a really laid back way. I really like how the remix changes up the melody in such a compact way. I'm not really good at describing it, but it just feels so exact and perfect. It's so satisfying. I love repetition, and the song has it in spades. The background, like stringy notes that pluck the same revolving four notes, it's so soothing. The remix is just a little bit longer, like about half a minute, than the original, and those few extra seconds are so delightful. listening to the song gives me such a crisp memory. It's like I can taste it. The memory in question here is a date I went on in November, I think, of last year. So I had actually been trying to, but not actively, meet up with this guy for over a year. And it was quite a build-up, you might think, or you might say. So it was a pretty chilly night, if my memory serves correctly. And we met for drinks at a rooftop bar, and I remember walking to the spot from my apartment. My hands were tucked in so deeply into the pockets of my fleece. My jacket was zipped up all the way, and I tried to bury my nose into the little pocket of space between the jacket and the zipper. I had just discovered the song after hearing the original in one of my friends' playlists, so I queued it up on my walk to the bar. Hearing this really clean melody, it was remixed so well. It just fits so nicely in this memory, this unnecessarily cold and crisp 12-minute walk. I remember running into a friend on the way, and she wished me luck on my date, which put a huge smile on my face. I waited outside the hotel for a second because my date hadn't shown yet at the time we had planned to meet up, and it made me panic. I was so worried he was going to stand me up. But then I saw him walking up the street, and let me tell you, folks, truly the hottest man I've ever been on a date with. I could not believe my eyes when he walked up to me. I think I forgot how to speak. So we had a couple drinks, then he invited me to finish a puzzle at his apartment. So I accepted the invitation, we finished the puzzle, we snuggled on the couch for a little bit, and then we moved the show on the road into his bedroom. Now I'm not sure if you remember me saying this, but this guy was hot. All caps, hot. There's something so, like, distinctly masculine about everything he did, and I'm not even that into masculinity, like, as a concept, but I remember like, cuddling up against him in the bed, and he leaned over for the kiss, the capital K kiss. It was so, so, so good. I was so ready for that kiss. Then he pulled that move, where he rolled over on top of me and pressed his weight down on me with his hips. At this point, I was like, okay, man, I get it. You're hot. I was thinking, like, as though he couldn't do anything hotter in a makeout session, which was vast understatement. I tried to reach for his hair, maybe his shoulders as we kissed, and I remember him gently, but also very insistently, firmly gripping my wrists one at a time and holding them above my head. All caps hot, I tell you. In any case, the hookup was delightful, but I was unfortunately ghosted. I actually felt a pretty weirdly strong connection with him, and I spent enough time trying to lie to myself that I was just making it up. I know exactly what and how I felt. So listening to the song after our hookup, it's always felt different than how I heard the song before meeting him. Now it's tinged with a little sadness. I hear a little gloom in that four-note repetitive rhythmic beat in the background of the song. Even more strongly, though, I feel reminded of this emptiness I felt after being ghosted, like this hollow sensation. But one that's not entirely unpleasant or wholly sad. Next up, unfortunately for any folks listening to this for my obscenely long commentary only, next up in the queue, we have two songs in a row with commentary after both of them. So the story revolves around the songs as a package, so I can't really do anything about this. First up is 'Cause I Love You by Tom Misch, and next after that is Saturn by Neo featuring Quabs. 'Cause I Love You is such a banger. I truly can't describe it in any other way. It's so poppy, but in a good way. Even though there's nothing wrong with pop, the song has such a good personality, if that makes sense, and especially in the guitar strum pattern. I always listen to 'Cause I Love You with Saturn, either right before or right after. Partially, this is probably due to my former co-host back in college introducing me to these two songs together during one of our shows, but I really enjoy like the contrast between the two songs. Saturn is sort of like a slow burn. It builds and builds for so long. And the duet vocals are just so beautiful. Both songs feel kind of minimalistic in a way, but Saturn is just a little more raw, if you will. These tunes remind me of when my sexuality sort of came back. So I was pretty scared of sex, I guess, after some stuff. You know how it is. And one day in the fall of 2017, I was messaging a guy on Tinder, and I very, like, matter-of-factly told him I would suck his dick. He had made, like, an offhand comment about being horny, and I just thought to myself, Liz, what if you just offered to do it? So at that point, I only felt comfortable giving blowjobs, so that's exactly what happened. To break the ice a little bit, when he came over, I asked him to listen to a mini lecture I had to give the next day. He was a really attentive listener. He even gave me feedback. And then I sucked his dick and then he went home. Given though that this was my first foray into hooking up after almost 2 years of like celibacy, I felt emotionally wrecked when he didn't text me the next day. But anyway, the next day I was texting another man who had, if I remember correctly, been trying to hook up with me. So after a pretty grueling afternoon of feeling shitty that the first guy didn't want to see me again, I decided to hook up with the second guy. And let me tell you, guy number two did not disappoint. Hands down, one of the hottest experiences I've ever had with another person. For more explicit references, see one of my previous masturbation posts on my page. But generally speaking, this guy really knew what he was doing. Again, I only sucked his dick, but man, did he hurt me. But, you know, in the way I was looking for. I was so bruised and hurting the next day. Ironically, I had another big assignment and presentation that next day, and I remember staying up till 5 in the morning after he left my apartment that night. I sat on my bed all night trying to write a term paper, and I could not shower the next morning. I was so bruised and so sensitive, I could barely put on new clothes. Next up is Wavy Gravy by Okie Dokie. So I'm not sure what's happening or what's happened with this group, but originally they're a duo from Tennessee, from Nashville, and their genre categorically is pop, but there's definitely some heavy indie influence. Wavy Gravy in particular has this like echoey and faded sound to it, and it's really simple and folksy and really sweet. So I first heard the song on a Spotify weekly playlist in early March of this year. I had gotten into like a bedroom pop phase, and I felt like the song really fits nicely in that niche. In particular, the song reminds me of riding the train early one morning after spending the night at someone's apartment. So pre-pandemic, I had started seeing a guy. We had gone on a few dates, but we hadn't like fully hooked up yet. This was actually really alarming for me. I'm very much in the hookup on the first date camp, and we didn't have sex on our first date. So that caused me a lot of emotional turmoil. And even though we didn't have sex till maybe our fifth date, we got pretty cozy and intimate pretty soon after our second or third date. So we spent the night at my apartment on our third date. So on our fourth date, I went to his apartment. And riding the train at like non-peak hours is something really special to me, especially in the morning. I love the smell of fresh air, tapping or like swiping your card to get in on the train. And the song, I feel like it was a really perfect background song to that feeling I had that day. Really soft morning in bed, a slow wake up, really cuddly and warm, super cuddly and warm. The song has a sort of rosy glow to it that I was most definitely feeling that entire day. But more on that story later. Next is We Had to End It by Kuko. Kuko makes such sad fucking music. Who gave him the right? I first heard this song at a coffee shop in my city, and I Shazammed it so quick. The way the guitar and the keyboard have that little crossover in the intro. It's that moment of tension that instantly gets resolved, but the chord that's so tense, it's indescribable. Like, it's like raw emotional pain translated into chords. His live audio tree recording is just as good, if not better. The intro for that one is a little different, but it's just as sad. The guitar does an intro by itself for a little bit, and then the keyboard enters with this little eighth note emphasis on that tense chord, and it's just so incredibly well done. They're both a little over 5 minutes, so personally, I'll be listening to the live audio tree version. around the time I heard this song for the first time, I had been talking to a guy whom I met on Tinder, but we had met a couple times in person, so I guess talking to was like hanging out, texting. We weren't really sure what we were doing, but not in like a not sure in a sexual way, but more like in a are we hanging out or are we gonna make out sort of way. Anyway, one night we met up at a local cafe to do some work together pretty late. And he came home with me because we were gonna watch a video about incels together. It was a good video. And so we watched it and we ended up hooking up that night. It was really nice. I had a good time, but I just remember after we hooked up, he kept trying to interlock fingers with me while we were just laying around, sort of half-dressed. I just remember feeling that the sensation of interlaced fingers would be too much for me, like, emotionally, and we started playing this weird game of him trying to link his fingers through mine while I would avoid. I would just squirm around them and, like, try to avoid contact. We ended up remaining friends for months, actually. We became, like, really, really good friends. It was one of the best friendships I've had with a guy for quite some time. And for a long time, listening to Kuko would, of course, make me feel like a lot of sad emotions because it's Kuko, it's pure loneliness. But at the same time, I would listen to Kuko's songs and think about how much I valued my friendship with this guy. This music would remind me of our close relationship and how special it was, especially for me. He would come to my radio show and hang out and do his work on the couch while I would DJ. Sometimes he would show me like silly videos while a song was playing. I introduced him to my friends and we would meet, we'd all meet for drinks after my show every week. One night we were celebrating some good academic news for me, just the two of us. And he told me about a woman he had been talking to on a dating app. I was really excited for him. He showed me their conversation and he told me they were going on a date that weekend. And again, I was really, really excited for him. Their date went really well, and then they went on a few more dates. And as the weeks went by, I began to realize I was having some pretty disruptive... I was having some pretty disruptive and toxic thoughts. Basically, I was feeling that if I can't have you, no one can have you sort of experience. And it felt so bad. I felt like tossed to the curb, even though he never did anything to make me feel that way. I was spiraling, but I knew telling him how I was feeling would not only that make absolutely no sense, but it would also hurt him. So I eventually told him I needed some space, and he was so painfully respectful and nice about it. We haven't spoken in months now. And every time I listen to Kuko, especially, we had to end it. That little tense moment between the keyboard and the guitar makes me feel just a little bit sadder. Change of pace now. Next up is Doodle Oodle by Count Basie. Doodle Oodle takes me back to my jazz band years. So for some fun trivia, I played in jazz bands starting in maybe like 7th grade. Comment what you think my instrument or instruments of choice is or are. So I played from middle school through high school and then through most of college. And in college, my jazz band had two directors. So one taught for part of the year and the other would teach for the other part. And one year in particular, both directors ended up having us play this exact song like multiple times throughout the year. So to say I know this song like the back of my hand is a bit of an understatement. It's not like a stereotypical sort of deep in the pocket bassy tune. It's pretty like speedy, but it has this really classic big band chart sound to it, and it's really easy to get stuck in your head. Doodle Oodle reminds me also of the first guy I went on a date with in college. So we went on a lunch date at a local Thai restaurant, and I knew this guy from jazz band, and we sort of progressed as friends for several months. So we started our friendship maybe in like October a few years back, and I remember the intense sexual tension that built over the months. We would just talk about things we were into, like sexually, while sitting in my bed, splitting like a carton of Ben and Jerry's with the same fucking spoon. The same spoon. We would take turns eating and talking. I would listen and eat a spoonful of ice cream while he would casually tell me about how he gets off on dominating women. And then I'd hand him the carton, and then I'd tell him how I lust after men who choke me, and that was it. Finally, about 3 or 4 months into our building sexual tension friendship, we had a concert that night, and I invited him to hang out after. I told him to walk home with me, and we could like get changed into comfy clothes and maybe watch a movie. So he did. He came over. We spent a few hours talking, and then finally, we made out. It was so hot. We started hooking up sort of casually after that, and boy, could he dominate the shit out of me. One of my favorite memories is one morning after he slept over, we were like fooling around, maybe wrestling a little, and he pinned my wrists in a certain way so I couldn't move. So I called him an asshole, and he got so pissed at me. He flipped me over. He spanked my ass raw, told me I'm not allowed to call him an asshole. It was ridiculously hot. I was grinding all over him, dripping wet, so messy. Anyway, I got ready for class after that, and he came up behind me while I was brushing my teeth, and he very sweetly kissed my neck and made everything feel all better. Our last song for the evening is Modern Chemistry by Okidoki. Okidoki makes a return on this playlist, another really folksy and sweeping tune. So, y'all remember my story about the guy I was seeing pre-pandemic? So, Miss Rona hit and everything went to shit. We're both pretty into each other and we wanted to keep seeing each other. And I remember a very distinctly silly message he'd sent me right at the onset of the pandemic. And he wrote out this, at least for me, it was really elaborate, this line of thinking. It read like equations or something. So it was like a line of thinking he had about staying in our city to spend time with me versus heading back home to his hometown for a bit to spend time with his family. It was extremely sweet, and I'm a lady who was simply starved for affection. In any case, things didn't work out between us. Who knows if Miss Rona hadn't hit, if things would have progressed for us even more. What I do know is that I actually felt a lot more feelings than I anticipated towards him. And things not working out between us hurt me quite badly. So the song came on shuffle when I was listening to Wavy Gravy to sort of relive that really sweet morning I had in early March, and it felt really good. Modern chemistry has this loud feeling to it, like it holds this really weirdly powerful message, and it really helped me with my quote unquote spiral at the time.